आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। गवर्नमेंट डिसाइड्स टू प्रोवाइड 25 लाख एडिशनल एलपीजी कनेक्शंस अंडर प्रधानमंत्री उज्ज्वला योजना ड्यूरिंग करंट फाइनेंशियल ईयर। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज इट विल स्ट्रेंथन रिजॉल्व फॉर वुमेन्स एम्पावरमेंट। India and Morocco sign MOU on defense cooperation in Rabat to intensify defense industry collaboration. President Draupadi Murmu to present 71st National Film Awards in New Delhi today. 10th National Ayurveda Day to be celebrated today, marking historic milestone in global promotion of the traditional Indian medicine. France recognizes state of Palestine at UN General Assembly. And Grandmaster Divya Deshmukh awarded wild card entry for upcoming FIDE World Cup 2025 in Goa. The government has decided to provide 25 lakh additional LPG connections under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana during the current financial year. Extending greetings to women beneficiaries on the first day of Navratri, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this step of the government will not only bring them new joy on this sacred festival, but will also strengthen the resolve for women's empowerment. Talking to media, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri informed that the government will spend more than 2,000 rupees on each connection of the 25 lakh new LPG connections. He said that with this expansion, number of Ujjwala family members will rise to 10.58 crore. Mr. Puri said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had ensured that clean cooking fuel should be easily available to all women.
We had taken the decision that our sisters should have access to clean cooking fuel. Today, the Honorable Prime Minister has approved a decision to provide 25 lakh additional Ujjwala connections. The Ujjwala Yojana, which began in 2016, was already providing 10 crore 30 lakh connections. With this new move, it will now reach around 10 crore 60 lakh. There had been demands from various sections to expand the scheme, and I'm very happy that on the auspicious occasion of Navratri, this additional benefit will be given to our sisters.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said reduced GST rates will result in more savings for households and improved ease of doing business. Extending his wishes to countrymen in a letter on the first day of Navratri yesterday, Mr. Modi said lower GST rates mean more savings for every household and greater ease for businesses.
GST ko bhi humne sirf do slab tak simit kar diya hai, 5% aur 18%. बहुत सारी चीजें अब टैक्स फ्री हो गई है, बाकी सामान पर भी टैक्स बहुत कम हो गया है। कोई स्कूटर बाइक खरीदना है, बाहर खाना पीने के लिए जाना है, ये सब पहले से सस्ते हो गए हैं। ये जीएसटी बचत उत्सव आपके लिए बहुत यादगार बनने वाला है।
विद द नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स, पीपल कैन नाउ अवेल द बेनिफिट ऑफ जीएसटी रिफॉर्म। Under the new tax structure which came into effect yesterday, the GST Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. These reforms are committed to providing direct relief to the citizens by reducing the tax on multiple goods and services. We have a report.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has introduced significant tax reduction across various sectors in order to provide relief to the textile industry. The government has brought down the GST on man-made fiber from 18% to 5%, while the tax rate on man-made yarns have also been reduced to 5% from the previously taxed 12%. To support the domestic toy industry, the government has also slashed the GST on toy and sport good from 12% to 5%. This decision will make toy more affordable and also support domestic and MSME toy makers. Talking to Akashwani News, CEO of toy making company Moiz Gawaziwala hailed the next generation GST reforms, saying that the reform will make toys affordable for all sections of the society.
I would thank our Honorable Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi for bringing toys from a 12% GST bracket into a 5% GST. Toys are extremely important in developing a child's skill and knowledge and help them become successful in their future life when they grow up. Not only that, toys add an extremely important aspect of joy to our growing up. This way, he is truly making sure that every child grows up happy, excited, and ready to be successful.
With Saklin Akhtar and Samarth Singh, Rohan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and Morocco Defense Minister Abdeltif Laoudi signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on defense cooperation in Rabat yesterday. The MOU provides for a robust institutional framework to the growing partnership and paves the way for collaboration in defense industry, joint exercises, military training and capacity building. Both leaders decided to intensify defense industry collaboration and agreed on a comprehensive roadmap covering counterterrorism, maritime security, cyber defense, peacekeeping operations, military medicine, and expert exchanges. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly session in New York, U.S. This marks the third in-person meeting between the two leaders this year. Their last interaction took place on the 1st of July during the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the meeting covered a range of bilateral and international issues of current concern. He added that they both agreed on the importance of sustained engagement to progress on priority areas. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Griar in New York to discuss the first phase of a trade agreement between India and the United States. This meeting follows recent trade talks in Delhi between U.S. official Brendan Lynch and India's chief trade negotiator Rajesh Agarwal, where both sides agreed to speed up efforts. They addressed key issues and are hopeful of reaching an interim deal soon. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal will be honoured with the Dadasaheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. Our correspondent has the details.
The 71st National Film Award for the year 2023 will be conferred in various categories to celebrate excellence in filmmaking, storytelling and acting. The Best Feature Film Award will be given to Hindi movie 12th Fail, while the Best Hindi Feature Film Award will be presented to Kathel, a jackfruit mystery. In the Best Actor category, the awards will be presented to actor Shah Rukh Khan for his film Jawan and actor Vikrant Messi for 12th Fail. The Best Actress Award will be given to actress Rani Mukherjee for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. Sudeep Tosain's The Kerala Story will be conferred the Best Direction Award, and the Hindi film Rocky or Rani Ki Prem Kahani will be given the award for Best Popular Film providing wholesome entertainment. Singer Shilpa Rao will be getting the Best Female Playback Singer Award for the Hindi film Jawan, while in the male category, PVNS Rohit will be receiving the award for Telugu film Baby. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The 10th National Ayurveda Day will be celebrated today at the All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA, Goa, marking a historic milestone in the global promotion of traditional Indian medicine. It will be inaugurated by Union Minister of State, Independent Charge, Ministry of Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav, Mr. Sripad Yesso Naik, Union Minister of State, Ministry of Power and Ministry of New and Renewable Energy will also be present on the occasion. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in the special series Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened the informal sector through welfare measures, social security and financial inclusion.
If you don't have anything to offer as collateral, don't worry. Modi will take your guarantee. These were the words of assurance by the Prime Minister while he addressed the beneficiaries of PM Swanidhi last year.
Jinke paas guarantee dene ke liye kuch nahi tha, to Modi ne keh diya tha banko se bhi aur redi patri wale bhai behan ko bhi अगर आपके पास गारंटी देने के लिए कुछ नहीं है तो चिंता मत कर दीजिए, मोदी आपकी गारंटी लेता है.
With almost 45% contribution to the GDP, the informal sector has been an important stakeholder in the Indian economy. Under PM Modi, the government has taken the ownership of empowering those working in the unorganized sector. PM Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi, PM Swanidhi scheme facilitates working capital loan to street vendors and has features like cashback for digital payments. Launched in June 2020 to help the street vendors affected by COVID-19 pandemic, the scheme has now been extended up to 2030. Our vendor in Jalandhar explained how the scheme helped his business.
मैं कपड़े का काम करता हूं, तो बाकी मेरे को पता चला था कि स्कीम आई है 10,000 रुपए लोन की काम के बढ़ोतरी के लिए. तो मैंने इको बैंक में गया, तो मैंने बात किया तो उन्होंने बहुत आसानी से लोन दे दिया मेरे को. मेरे काम में लगाया, काम बढ़ोतरी हो रहा है. बाकी मोदी जी के अच्छा बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद है.
ईश्रम पोर्टल इज अ नेशनल डेटाबेस ऑफ अनऑर्गेनाइज्ड वर्कर्स दैट इनेबल्स टारगेटेड डिलीवरी ऑफ सोशल सिक्योरिटी स्कीम्स. The portal has been integrated with other facilities that help find suitable job opportunities, skilling opportunities, and avail social security benefits. PM Shram Yogi Man Dhan Yojana is a pension scheme for unorganized workers, with Government of India making 50% of the contribution and the rest is by the worker. Modi government's various initiatives are bridging delivery gaps, ensuring workers gain access to benefits, credit, and training, thereby fostering economic growth and stability for those working in the informal sector.
French President Emmanuel Macron has formally announced to recognize the state of Palestine at the 88th United Nations General Assembly session in New York. Addressing the session, Mr. Macron said that recognizing a Palestinian state is the only solution that will allow for Israel to live in peace, describing the decision as a defeat for Hamas. He emphasized that acknowledging the rights of the Palestinian people takes nothing away from the rights of the people of Israel, who France supported from day one. Moving on to the world of sports, in chess, the reigning FIDE Women's World Cup champion, Grandmaster Divya Deshmukh, has been awarded a wildcard entry for the upcoming FIDE World Cup 2025. We have more from a sports desk.
Divya's wildcard entry will make the 11th edition of the FIDE World Cup more interesting, as the record 21 players from the country will compete. The Indian contingent will be spearheaded by reigning world champion D. Gukesh. The competition is scheduled to take place in Goa from 31st of October. Next we have from hockey, the 18-member Indian junior men's hockey team for the upcoming Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia has been announced by the Hockey India. Defender Rohit has been appointed as captain. Coach P.R. Swijesh expressed confidence in the squad and called the tournament a key platform ahead of the Junior World Cup. And in cricket, star South African wicketkeeper batter Quinton de Kock has reversed his ODI retirement to play against Pakistan in a multi-format tour. He is now with South Africa's squads in the ODI and T20I formats. With Nandini, Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. GST reforms will benefit all. Prime Minister in letter to nation, writes Hindustan Times. Economic Times notes queues at car dealers, online carts piled high on day one. Buy and sell Swadeshi, Modi pens letter to citizens, reports the Tribune. Prime Minister unveils projects worth 5,100 crore rupees in Northeast, leads the Statesman. UN at 80, leaders gather in New York as challenges pile up, says Business Standard, while Asian Age writes Jaishankar holds talks with Marco Rubio on UN sidelines. UN appoints Amita Chaudhary as chairperson of United Nations Environment Programme Finance Initiative to chair the Global Sustainable Insurance Board, reports the Hindu Business Line. And finally, UK makes visa more attractive, reports the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government decides to provide 25 lakh additional LPG connections under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana during current financial year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says it will strengthen resolve for women's empowerment. India and Morocco sign MOU on defence cooperation in Rabat to intensify defence industry collaboration. President Draupadi Murmu to present 71st National Film Awards in New Delhi today. 10th National Ayurveda Day to be celebrated today, marking historic milestone in global promotion of the traditional Indian medicine. France recognizes the state of Palestine at UN General Assembly, and Grandmaster Divya Deshmukh awarded wildcard entry for upcoming FIDE World Cup 2025 in Goa. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.